Good afternoon, Petersburg. You're listening to KFSK at 100.9 FM. My name's Matt Lenhard. I'm here in the studio with my son Ian, and we're going to be your hosts this afternoon for Street Beat. And we're excited about this today because it is a tribute, full two-hour tribute to the former singer and songwriter and guitarist, good human being, Bob Weir, member of the Grateful Dead. And so we're going to just talk a little about the guy and the artist and the music he produced with others and his contribution to the rock scene, and play some, hopefully as broad of a spectrum as we can about some of his music and his contributions. So he maybe a little bit of an introduction to how we're going here. Bob Weir was with the Grateful Dead, who started recording their pardon me, for first album in I'm going to say 1967. And he was not primarily a songwriter. You know, he would sing it, he'd learn the guitar parts, but his contributions to the repertoire of the Grateful Dead as far as songwriting was, it just took longer for him. So he had one song, and this was his first song in the collective Grateful Dead music on the off the album Anthem of the Sun, and this is called Born Cross-Eyed, and this is placed firmly in that era, slim era of the Grateful Dead, where you can almost call it paisley Grateful Dead. It was psychedelic with the flowing shirts and scarves kind of feel to it. So off meter and a little off kilter too with Born Cross-Eyed. Here we go. Born Cross-Eyed from Anthem of the Sun by the Grateful Dead. And a little correction on that. I thought it was 1967. It was actually 1968. And coming in at 2 minutes and 24 seconds, that's the shortest Grateful Dead song I think I've ever heard. You know, usually things are just getting warmed up in the first verse. I've heard introductions that last 10 minutes on songs with the Grateful Dead. But you know, early on getting started, and studio time costs money, so they weren't able to kind of just stretch out and extend songs yet. All right. So Bob Weir, one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead, original members, and he was the second fiddle literally to the primary guitar player, Jerry Garcia, who was a prolific songwriting of tunes, and the main soloist, just a great guitar player and singer. But he needed, you know, the band just kind of worked with sharing the load. Their keyboardist at the time was Pigpen, and he would front the bluesy songs like Good Lovin' and Turn On Your Love Light, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. So there came a point where Jerry and the rest of the band, Jerry Garcia and the rest of the band, said, "Man, we need you to contribute more songs and more, share the load here." And they actually kind of kicked him out of the band. It didn't last, but on that point, and the thing is, he was dyslexic, Bob Weir, and it, working through of kind of getting a finished project, he was probably distracted and on drugs. So, you know, just being able to be productive, it was a much slower process. But then he came out in 71 with his first album, solo album, in which, you know, the members of the Grateful Dead did this. You know, they didn't break up to do solo albums. They would, oh, let's work on a group album. Oh, I'm going to work on a solo album. So Bob works on contributing some songs to the repertoire that they tour with. And it was an album called Ace. And lots of a good handful of songs like One More Saturday Night, Playing in the Band, Looks Like Rain, come from Bob's solo repertoire, solo album. And here's one that's often overlooked, but I think it's my favorite one from that album. It's called Black Throated Wind. And here is a performance from Veneta, Oregon, August 27th, 1972, it was a Springfield Creamery benefit. And by the way, side note, Springfield Creamery is the creamery that produces Nancy's yogurt. So this is back in the 70s. It was a scorching hot day. And here's Black Throated Wind.
pretty came to an end. Cause you weren't the woman I once thought I met. But I can't deny, oh, times have gone by. I never had doubts or thoughts of regret. And I was amazed when all this began. Wouldn't think twice about being there again. Black thought it went.
That was a recording of Black-Throated Wind. That's an original Bob Weir tune off his solo album Ace, but it was played live and became part of the Grateful Dead repertoire, their volume of repertoire. And that performance was in Veneta, Oregon. I've never known, I can't, someone probably told me once and I forgot it, Veneta, Oregon, and played for a benefit for the Springfield Creamery, which brings you Nancy's Yogurt. Because Springfield Creamery was owned by the Kesey family, as in Ken Kesey, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Wow, you know, just the deadheads are everywhere, including, like, I just learned a couple days ago, I heard this on the radio, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, he's a deadhead. Never knew that. Yeah, he was recently at a Dead & Co. concert, and Yeah, you'd be surprised how many deadheads are out there. Okay, so that was an example of, you know, we're focusing on Bob Weir's songs, but a lot of favorites within the Grateful Dead community are the handful of songs that both Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir share the lead. You know, they'll take a verse, they'll take a stanza, just back and forth. And one of the more famous ones is called Jack Straw. And it's the interesting song because another little back information, but the Grateful Dead had two main lyricists. One was Robert Hunter, who wrote primarily, eventually just writing for Jerry Garcia. Those two of them worked together. And John Perry Barlow, who was a childhood friend of Bob Weir's, and he began writing lyrics for Bob. But this is a Robert Hunter lyric, Jack Straw, and both Bob Weir and Jerry Garcia share the lead in this. And this recording is from May of 1980 at Nassau Coliseum.
Once more, wanna brag.
Oh, I'm sorry for that abrupt ending there. I would have liked that last chord to linger and just fade out, but clumsy me. I just kind of clicked it off and went to the next track. That was Jack Straw. Jack Straw from Wichita cut his buddy down. Lyrics by Robert Hunter, sung by both Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir. And I'll just say, too, when I first was listening to The Grateful Dead in my late teens, early 20s, that two vocalist thing really kind of confused me. You got to remember the setting, we just couldn't look everything up on a whim at our fingertips, You were used to bands having a singer and, hearing two different leads was kind of confusing. And if you're my age, you get it. And you're listening to the show, you get it. So I was just trying to, just looking at the liner notes. Remember that? Liner notes going, who's singing? Because they sound totally different than on this other track. And especially a multi-verse one, they're trading verses. Like, who are these people? Okay, Bob Weir. We're celebrating Bob Weir and his contribution to rock and roll. And so we're going to look at trying to be as multifaceted as possible in the time limitations that we have. What we're going to have here is coming up now is Bob Weir. Well, the Grateful Dead sang a lot of covers. They covered a lot of Bob Dylan. And they did a little bit of Johnny Cash, and I can't remember the name because I'm speaking off the top of my head, but this next song is called Me and My Uncle, and I think it was written by a member of the Mamas and Papas, or was it Peter, Paul, and Mary? I can't remember. And but it was a song also sung by Judy Collins before the Grateful Dead did it, but it became the most performed song in all the shows that they ever did. It was, I'll look up the number, but the most performed song by the Grateful Dead. Me and My Uncle, Bob would front this song, and they often by the early 70s, 73 or something, they would start to blend it, seg right into Johnny Cash's Big River. So we're going to have that for you. This is from the closing of Winterland on December 31st, 1978. Hope you're enjoying the show. My name is Matt Lenhart. I'm in the studio with Ian. We're both wearing Grateful Dead shirts. Ian's is tie-dyed. Mine is not. I also have my Fender Strat in the studio, and I'm playing along when I can. Here's me and my uncle into Big River live, New Year's Eve, 1978, at the closing of Winterland.
Down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That down the point, just about halfway. And it was the hottest part of the day. Well, I took the horses up to the stall, rented the barroom, ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle. Well, you know my body hurt. It's been summer. I took off my shirt. And I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. West Texas cowboys, there's all around. With liquor and money, well, they slowed it down. So soon after payday, well, it seemed a shame. You know my uncle, he starts friendly games.
and cheat 'em all. Accuse him of cheating. Well, oh no, it couldn't be. I know my girl, he's as honest as me. And I'm as honest as any man can be. One of them cowboys, he starts to drum. Well, I shut him down, well, he never saw. Shot me another, well, I'm down, it won't grow. In the confusion, my uncle grabbed the gold. Well, hey, we hightailed it down to Mexico. All of those cowboys, all of that gold. Love my uncle, God rest his soul. And he taught me good love, and he taught me all I know. Taught me so well, well, I grabbed that gold.
That was Me and My Uncle into Big River, and those are both covers, Big River being the more popular one, Johnny Cash. That was live at Winterland Arena in December 31st, 1978. That was the closing of Winterland. And, okay, we're giving our... this is our tribute to Bob Weir, who passed away just a couple days ago. And I've just been seeing coverage of this everywhere. ABC News, ESPN Sports Center. You know, he was a big sports fan for Bay Area. His contribution was huge. So speaking of contributions, remember like a sort of conflict early on in the Grateful Dead years was his Jerry Garcia's like, hey, man, we need more songs from you. You know, this is how this band's going to work. And if you can't do it, we're going to look for someone else. So glad they didn't do it. But this is his Bob Weir's mega opus contribution to the Dead catalog. It's called Weather Report Suite. It came out in 1973 with the Grateful Dead album Wake of the Flood, which I think is Tom Abbott's favorite Grateful Dead album. And it's, you know, it's not radio friendly. It's a suite. If you got the word suite on, it's not going to be radio friendly. Not even Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash is radio friendly, so to speak. But the lyrics were contributed, the first part, by Eric Anderson, who they met in Canada on that epic train ride across Canada giving concerts. And it kind of addresses time and seasons with humanity. And the second part, where it kind of picks up tempo, is called Let It Grow. And those lyrics were contributed by John Perry Barlow, his childhood friend who helped write a lot of songs with him. And they cover, you know, the elements, water, earth, fire, and air. And this is a live performance from 1973. It is, let's see, I got to find it up here. Weather Report Suite. Oh yeah, this is from Providence, Rhode Island, June 26, 1974. Sorry, pretty sure that's when that's from. Yeah, Providence, Rhode Island. Okay, Weather Report Suite, Bob Weir, The Grateful Dead, 1974. And right after this tune, I'll have the jet report for you.
Tell me why summer's back and roses die. The answer came, the wind and rain. Golden hills, now veiled in gray. And summer blown away. what remains, the wind and the rain. And like a desert spray, my lover comes and spreads her wings, like a song that's born to soar the sky. Blowing to the water, soul and dry. Rolling, going in her
the work of his days measured. nature's great and small, up and down, to rock and fall. Thank you.
That was the end of the Weather Report Suite by the Grateful Dead, but that's a Bob Weir original off of the album Wake of the Flood. That's what you can find the song, but what you just heard was from a performance in Providence, Rhode Island in June of 1974. That's what's called a Wall of Sound show. And for the 1974 tour, they had this revolutionary PA system called the Wall of Sound. I'm not going to get into it here, but it's worth looking up. All right, Wall of Sound, look that up. And if it's not the Phil Spector Wall of Sound, that's conceptual. This is actual Wall of Sound. Okay. I promised the Jet Report before we started that song, and here it is. Flight 64 is due in at 2:21 and is due to depart at 3:10. So a reminder, you must have your checked bags checked in at the airport 50 minutes prior to departure of your flight, or your bags will not be going with you. So get up there early, check in. Okay, this is a Bob Weir tribute. He is a songwriter and singer and the rhythm guitarist for the Grateful Dead. And we're highlighting his music and his contribution. His songwriting, I should say, is it takes a little getting used to. Even if you're a musician, he's got some unexpected chord changes, and even those chords themselves, like I was playing along with that last song with all my Fender, I'm going like, it's not E minor, it's not E major, it's not E minor 7. So it's like, what is that chord? Also, he could have some unpredictable meter changes, so not your danceable four on the floor kind of thing. It's a little unpredictable. Dare I say, it's kind of prog rock, you know, even the concepts there that he was singing about. Okay, I'm going to play the Tongass Journal, then I'll come back, join you in a few minutes to introduce the rest of the show. Thank you. along with Weather Report Suite, Let It Grow. The music never stopped. The tune we just played, that was often the first set of their concerts. They would often end on the their first set with that. And Bob would come on and go, "We'll be back in a little bit." Bob Weir was the guy who did the most talking to the audience in The Grateful Dead, surprisingly. You know, he would banter, tell a dumb joke. He would say thank you and good night. He would say, "We'll be back in just a few moments," when they took a set break. And that was a little more information. That was the tune called The Music Never Stopped, which is off of Blues for Allah, which is its 50th anniversary of its release. It was last year. Music Never Stops. And that was at, I think it was the Hollywood, was it the Hollywood Sport? The Hollywood, this is a funny name in a funny location for the name, the Hollywood Sportatorium in Pembroke Pines, Florida, May 22nd, 1977. They played a lot of hockey arenas. Okay, you're listening to Street Beat, and it's a Bob Weir tribute. Bob Weir passed away last Saturday, and we're just playing this music here in the show today. Okay, coming up, we have when Jerry Garcia died, the Grateful Dead, in that entity, disbanded. You know, it's like, we got to figure things out. You know, Jerry Garcia was huge, and what do we do now? Bob Weir spent the next 30 years finding out what that was. And sometimes it was getting together all the surviving members and doing kind of a farewell tour like they did. And I think that was 2016. He would bring up an old group like Rat Dog that he had, or Kingfish. Here's a group he put together called Bob Weir and Wolf Brothers. I liked it. It kind of came from a dream, how to put together a group, and he had Don Was on bass, and he did some concerts, did some touring with just three people, him and Don Was, and I can't remember the drummer's name. And then they said, you know, this is pretty good. Let's add a few. You know, let's add a keyboardist back in. Let's add a little horn and but still kind of keep it lo-fi, keep it low-key. And here's a great recording of the Wolf Brothers playing a tune from Bob Weir's 1972 solo album, what I mentioned earlier in the show, Ace. And this is called Looks Like Rain. And it's one of the greatest love songs in the Grateful Dead catalog. Late in life, where Bob Weir is when he's singing this, and he's been singing it since 1972, it's understatement, yet its elements of truths are there too. So hope you enjoy this. Looks Like Rain, Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers.
for it surely looks like rain. Did you ever waken to the sound? Street gas making line. And guess from their cries, you were listening to a heart. Trying to make it through the night.
My name is Matt Lenhart. I'm your host today for Street Beat. I'm in here with my son, Ian, and we're paying tribute to Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead, who passed away on Saturday night, January 10th. And something that was kind of struck me, I was like, man, this is wow. I mean, yes, a member of the Grateful Dead passing away, but as you listen to these great songs of the Grateful Dead, everybody who has a melody and harmony part in that band has passed away. Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, the keyboardists. They've had numerous keyboardists. It's actually a running joke that shows up in Spinal Tap. And Bob Weir, the only surviving members of the Grateful Dead, are the two drummers, Billy Kreutzmann and Mickey Hart. So it just kind of a lot of questions like, well, will the music continue? And Bob Weir always said, yes, the answer is yes. The music can continue, keep playing in whatever formation happens. Okay. Moving along, Bob Weir had a great solo album in 2016. I encourage you to check it out. The album is called Blue Mountain. It got a lot of coverage, a lot of interviews. And here's the opening track, and I think it's gonna pull some heartstrings. It's called Only a River.
Well, I was born up in the mountains, raised up in a desert town, and I never saw the ocean till I was close to your age now. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Hey, 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 you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Hey, 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 only a river gonna make things right. Only a river gonna make things right. Only a river gonna make things right. Well,
Red, red river valley. Will she remember all the things we said? And what's the chance that she'll remember all those nights in the riverbed? Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Hey, 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 you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Hey, 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 only you're ever gonna make things right.
It was Only River off of the album Blue Mountain. It was a solo album by Bob Weir back in 2016. Okay, I first saw the Grateful Dead live in June 13th, 1994. Not going to tell you why it took so long for me to see him, but I'm glad I did. And very first show, I'm there, and I hear, I didn't know a whole lot of their material, but all of a sudden they kick into this song and Bob sings, "Well, your mother sends back all her invitations." And I go, wait, I know this one. It was Queen Jane Approximately by Bob Dylan. Grateful Dead did a handful of Bob Dylan covers, and Bob Weir would sing, I hope I said Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan covers, and Bob Weir would be the one singing lead on most of those covers. And so from my first show, I got to hear him sing Queen Jane Approximately. And this one is live from 1988. I was thinking of playing the one I heard, you know, but I'm just messing with formats. I thought it's just easier to go with what I can grab easily. So this is from December 29th, 1988, Queen Jane Approximately.
The smell of roses does not remain.
That was the Grateful Dead back in December 29th, 1988, covering Bob Dylan's Queen Jane Approximately. And, okay, we're going to, I think there's the next crew that's covering High Country that's going to be coming in any minute now, to my belief, to my knowledge. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of wrap up my Bob Weir stuff, just in case I need to walk out of the studio, and kind of give you a heads up about what's coming up in the playlist when the show is done at 2:30. I mentioned how when Jerry Garcia died and the rest of the Grateful Dead, what do? Step back and see what we can form later. Well, one of the most successful and longest running was a group called Dead & Co., which featured Bob Weir, one of the frontmen. The bass player, Phil Lesh, didn't participate in that. And the two drummers, and they had John Mayer. Yes, the John Mayer, the blues guitarist and singer. He played lead guitar and also sang some tracks. Jeff Cementi and, I can't believe because I'm middle-aged, I forget the bassist's name, but he's outstanding. And they basically did Dead repertoire with a few twists and turns. But they were at the Gorge a couple of times. And the recording you're going to hear is a couple of Bob songs. You're going to hear Lost Sailor into Saint of Circumstance. And this is from the Gorge Amphitheater, July of 2023. Yes, I really wanted to be there. Probably didn't even have a good reason for not making the trip down there to see it. You just ask my son, Nathaniel. He's like, why didn't we go, man? But here it is. This is this show would be incomplete if I didn't include some Dead & Co. We're going to have Lost Sailor and Circumstance. Then following that, Cassidy from those acoustic shows I mentioned earlier in the show at both the Warfield in San Francisco and Radio City Music Hall. And this is an acoustic version of one of his songs from Ace called Cassidy. And then hopefully there might be time for Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain that he played for Willie Nelson at his 90th birthday. Well, here's Lost Sailor, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Reason. That is Scene of Circumstance, live at the Gorge Amphitheater in George, Washington, from July 8th, 2023, The Dead and Company. Before that, Lost Sailor, also from live from the Gorge, from The Dead and Company. And Queen Jane, approximately, live December 29th, 1988, Postcards of the Hanging. Grateful Dead performed the songs of Bob Dylan. And before that, and this tribute to Bob Weir and the Dead from the Street Beat program and Matt Leonard. Thank you, Matt.